This time last year, I came before all of you and presented a bill that asked for us to provide more education and transparency to all Missourians about exactly what were the Common Core standards. You know, and in filing that legislation and presenting it to you all, I came to realize that very few lawmakers, parents, students, had even heard of Common Core. And of those that had, few understood what exactly it would mean to our education system. And even though Common Core was adopted in Missouri and in most states and in 2009, before the standards themselves were even written, it wasn't until a bunch of angry white moms, my words, Secretary Duncan's phrase, not mine, until they took the time to learn about Common Core standards and educate the rest of us that an open and honest discussion began. So today I sit before you to ask that we halt the implementation of Common Core until such time that we have appropriate time to understand exactly how this will change our education system in Missouri. It's my hope that we convene a group of our state's most thoughtful education professionals with years of experience and who will work together towards creating standards that will keep Missouri students competitive and amongst the best and brightest in the nation. In the history of this country, education has always been based on the principle of local control. We place tremendous value on the role of the local school board and state-specific governing boards. This concept is central to our form of government. In Missouri, we recognize the importance of education both in our Constitution and by our appropriations, by dedicating over 35% of our discretionary budget to education. Along with this commitment, we stress the importance of maintaining a process of openness and transparency, whether it be a decision to bond and build a school, the hire and firing of an administrator, or decision to adopt standards and curriculum. We have long recognized the importance of an open and honest process, allowing key stakeholders to weigh in before final decisions were made. All of that changed with the adoption of Common Core standards in 2009. With the signing, when Governor Nixon and Commissioner Nicastro signed the Memorandum of Understanding with the National Governors Association, we adopted Common Core standards agreed to, even though they had not been written and would not be released until the following June. Our traditional approach to developing state standards was utilized in 1993 with the passing of Senate Bill 380, whereby we followed a process of public hearings, testimony, and debate. In contrast, Common Core standards were adopted more specifically as a means to receive funding from the federal government. Now, over time, many in academia, politics, and business have pined for national standards. The elite believe they know best. Politicians are always looking for the next solution to run on. And corporations publicly desire a skilled workforce while simultaneously looking to create larger markets to sell into. Many have desired national standards, but they've always been thwarted by the impediment of local control and the desire for transparency. Don't get me wrong, federal standards are illegal. There are three different federal laws that prohibit the federal government from setting education standards. Yet Common Core acts as de facto federal standards. It's no secret the role that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and others with a commercial interest in education have played in the creation of Common Core standards. They have contributed hundreds of millions of dollars to this public-private partnership. They're quite sure they know what's best. It's my understanding later today you'll hear from an institution that received $1.9 million in funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, no doubt in support of Common Core standards today. The genesis of this is Bill Gates approached Governor Mike Huckabee, then president of the National Governors Association, who in combination with the Council of Chief State School Officers, oh, by the way, National Governors Association and Council of Chief State School Officers, those are trade associations. They sound very legal and formal, but they're trade associations. And they were quick to jump on the idea of uniform national standards. NGA and the Common Core Standards Association commissioned Achieve, Inc., a company that began in 1996 with this stated purpose, creating these standards. to adopt the work of their American Diploma Project to create a K-12 version of college and career-ready standards. The Obama administration then used the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, stimulus bill, to create a pot of money that would be used to incent states to adopt the work of Achieve, Inc. This money became available to the states through state fiscal stabilization funds and the Race to the Top grant program. In addition to the Gates Foundation, the National Chamber of Commerce and the Business Roundtable fully support and are spending millions of dollars on pro Common Core Standard commercials. They most recently announced a $53 million advertising campaign, national advertising campaign, in support of Common Core Standards. Ladies and gentlemen, when was the last time a national organization set aside $53 million to promote state standards? K-12 education is estimated to be at least a $700 billion a year industry. Historically, one of the limitations to increasing profit within the textbook and study aid industries was having to deal with 50 different state standards. These industries completely understand the profit potential inherent in a single set of national standards. They had a seat at the standards development table and have been churning out Common Core Standards aligned materials ever since. Let's talk about teacher support. Prior to this year, all major teacher and administrator unions were in full support of the Common Core Standards. Earlier this year in House testimony, we heard from the Missouri Teacher of the Year, Kathy Carter, or Cartier, however she pronounces her name, who said that the Common Core Standards may be national, but they don't dictate what I do in my classroom. Missouri hasn't tested on Common Core Standards. Perhaps the Missouri Teacher of the Year may change her opinion when we do. Things have started to change. Common Core Standards have never been fully implemented in Missouri, and the Smarter Balance assessment tests that we'll take have never been piloted before this year. But in the 2012 and 2013 school year, the state of New York fully implemented the standards, and the Common Core Standards assessments were had. The tests were so poorly designed that 400 principals signed a letter informing the state education commissioner that they refused to use the test again. Students were needlessly and emotionally traumatized by the process. As a result, the New York State Teachers Unions, which represents 15% of the National Teachers Union, National AFT, and the National NEAA have all withdrawn their support for Common Core Standards and are requesting the pushback of implementation. New Hampshire, which is in the same testing consortium as Missouri, had similar poor results when their teachers piloted their tests this fall. I'd like to quote a principal, read from a letter that a principal from Long Island wrote in conjunction. She was a co-author with a number of other principals and her thoughts about Common Core. What she said was, "When I first read about the Common Core Standards, I cheered. I believe that our school should teach all students the skills, habits, knowledge that they need to be successful in post-secondary education. That doesn't mean that every teenager must be prepared to enter Harvard, but it must mean that every young adult, with few exceptions, should at least be prepared to enter the local community college. That is how we give our students a real choice. I confess that I was naive. I should have known in an age in which standardized tests, direct teaching and learning, that the standards themselves would quickly become operationalized by test. Testing coupled with evaluation of teachers by scores is driving its implementation. The promise of Common Core is dying, and teaching and learning have been distorted. The well that should have sustained the core has been poisoned. Teachers are starting to understand that with uniform standards, tests completely aligned to the standards, and a for-profit industry ready to provide teaching guides, software, applications, that maybe one of the intended consequences of the standards would be to slowly but dramatically change the role of teachers over time. Many teachers have been threatened with insubordination if they spoke out against the standards, something that's unprecedented in our state. Today you will hear testimony. And today's testimony will speak to the process of adopting the standards. It will speak to how we design the curriculum from them, and then the problems that we perceive with the assessments themselves. The case will be made that the process of adopting standards violated state statute, that we did not materially participate in their development, and that our ability to change them going forward is almost non-existent. They are owned and copyrighted by a third party and remove control over standards from the state. Everyone that adopts Common Core standards must adopt them 100%. They can add to them, but they cannot take away from them, and they have no ability to change them. We will discuss the fact that the model Missouri curriculum framework recommended by DESE, which is voluntary, isn't really voluntary. Teachers will be forced to teach to the test, and they will be compelled to embrace the recommended curriculum. We will discuss the fact that the cost of the assessments are an unfunded mandate, and that future costs are still unknown. The tests are developmentally inappropriate and are already being abandoned by other states. You will hear from school board members. While most school boards didn't even vote on the adoption of Common Core standards until we heard this idea in committee last year, two school boards from both East Newton, and then which I provided their letter, and I do have the Jasper letter, have already signed a resolution asking the State Board of Education to reconsider the adoption of Common Core standards. Other districts are considering similar resolutions. You all also hear information about changes to the FERPA laws, the Family Education Rights and Privacy Act, law, the changes of which now will allow for almost unlimited access to student data. This in some ways has parents more concerned than anything else. This expanded collection of and access to student data is connected to Common Core because it was part of the package of education reform measures known as the four assessments that included the adoption of college and career-ready standards agreed to by the governor in order to receive the state fiscal stabilization funds. The committee substitute that's before you today, the changes to the original bill, was to withdraw from Common Core, and this bill is amended would stop Common Core where it stands and ask that the state of Missouri do not do what it should have done in the first place, follow the process set forth in our state statutes. The committee substitute states in very clear terms that the state board, DESE, school district, and school districts are prohibited from implementing the Common Core standards or any substantially similar standards. This bill would require the state board to put together work groups by October 1st, 2014 to develop and recommend new academic performance standards, Missouri standards for Missourians, Show Me standards. The work groups would be comprised of members recommended by a broad range of professional education organizations of the state. While those work groups are at work, Common Core would be halted. Our state would go back to the most recent Show Me standards approved in 1996, which were developed over a three-year period in an open and transparent process. The same standards by which we teach science and history today. And then while we go back to those standards, the Show Me standards that we have in place would be in place, and we would develop true Missouri standards for Missourians.